Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Amateur by David Gordon, performed by David DeVries. It was in Paris, in the Luxembourg Gardens, talking with two friends in the outdoor cafe, that I met the strange American. I didn't notice him at first, though perhaps I registered him subconsciously, a figure on the periphery, the older fellow in a flat cap and belted tweed jacket, a sun-browned face, sketch pad tilted against his metal table, thick fingers black with charcoal. But as it turned out, he had been listening to us the whole time. We were discussing love and art and such things. Or they were, my friends, for my benefit. Usually we discussed hair, movies, and what to eat next. My friend X was an important scarf designer. A new job had brought her to Paris. Y was on a fellowship in Berlin and had come to eat and drink for the weekend. I was the poor relation, staying with X, dining with Y, all as a distraction from my latest broken heart. As if I could leave that busted pump behind in New York, drop it off at the junkyard, and fly away with only a receipt in my wallet. Instead, I carried it in my breast pocket like a pet, feeding it crumbs of cheese and chocolate, trying to soothe it. Drug it, drown it in beauty, really. The blazing purple pinks of the flower beds, the patterned carpet of steps and splitting paths, statues of pale gods and angels seeming to vibrate in the warm air, the silver trees, the rain-colored roof slates and stone streets, the smooth-shouldered girls in printed frocks and office boys in white shirts and striped ties in the windows across from my room who laughed and waved when I realized they could see me, hair damp from the shower, emerging from the bathroom in my towel. We finished our coffees. My friends had to go. They were busy. I was not. So I stayed, ordering a mint soda. They taste like toothpaste, but I love them. And wrestled with desire, toying with a single Galois I'd bummed from my friend. I hadn't smoked in a year. That was when the older fellow appeared. Or made himself known, I should say.
"Excuse me."
He spoke American English with a profound New York accent.
"Do you need a light?"
"Sure," I answered. "Thanks." Fate had decided. He leaned over and flicked a gold lighter. I breathed in deep. It tasted like car exhaust.
"Sorry, but I couldn't help overhearing your conversation."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?